What's up, Knicks fans? I know it's been a tough go as of late, with last night up in Utah being no exception, but Mitch came out the gate really getting us going early. He was all over the glass, cleaning it up. He was putting them back, yamming them down, and he had us out to a lead early on. But our defense, not where it should be, and the Jazz, they tie it up after the first at 28. And we come out in the second, we see Cam Reddish, who had gotten some minutes at the end of the first, top of the second here, and he's getting to the line, he's moving the ball, showing some active hands. We saw IQ finally seeing the ball go through the hoop a little bit, but a couple too many fouls here. RJ started getting going, saw a beautiful pull-up midi, another jumper, Randle hits a couple, and we're only down two at the half, 59-57. And we come out in the third a little flat. The Jazz go on a little bit of a run, but Mitch comes right back in the game and brings that energy with him, and it really propels RJ and Randle. They start hitting a couple shots and get going, and we end up going up four after the third. And we start the fourth again a little flat, but RJ finally hits a three after going 0-for-5, and we're trying to drive it in there, but we had six turnovers in this fourth quarter here. We're not hitting all of our free throws. We left 11 on the plate last night. Again, when we lose by less than the amount of free throws we missed, that's a problem. 113-104 was the final score. And just the end of the game, I just felt like we were overthinking way too much. We were trying to find the right plays and just not letting the game come to us. And unfortunately, the Jazz were just able to take it away. And I'll tell you, you know, this was a very winnable game. This game, the Lakers game, two very winnable games. I really thought we'd steal the Lakers one. The Jazz ended up being very winnable also. And what I'd like to see is this team really start learning how to win these types of games. You know, we're finding that they're digging deep and they see that they have what it takes to be in these games, but they got to really start closing them out. You know, this is something we saw last season, that they turned a corner and got better at doing. We're not seeing it here. We're 2-9 in our last 11 games, so we really got to make a run for it. We got the Denver Nuggets tonight, so not an easy task at hand, but I'll be back tomorrow and we'll talk about it. I'll catch you.